Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sophia Petrovic. Victoria's police minister says authorities don't think any breaches occurred at a hotel after a worker tested positive to COVID-19. The officer tested positive after working at the airport Holiday Inn in Melbourne. She tested negative last week, but tested positive on Sunday. The woman had been to a cake shop and an alcohol store in Melbourne's west. These are now exposure sites. Minister Lisa Neville says 80 hotel staff, 9 police, and 12 defence personnel are in isolation.
It doesn't appear to be any breaches of infection prevention control procedures that are shown in their engagement with anyone who has entered or exited the hotel at any point.
New South Wales Health has issued COVID-19 alerts for a few venues in Illawarra, Wollongong and in Sydney. A returned overseas traveller tested positive after completing 14 days of isolation. Anyone who visited the spots needs to get tested for COVID-19. Migrant support agency AIMS is launching courses to help unemployed people from refugee backgrounds. From February, the online courses will offer flexible learning options to help people find a job. AIMS Australia's chief executive, Kath Scarfe, says the pandemic has disrupted educational opportunities. These courses are designed to continue no matter what happens. Australia's tourism minister hopes documents that show people have been vaccinated will help with travel restrictions. The government says Australians will be expected to have a vaccine record for travel and work purposes. Minister Dan Tehan told Channel 7 he hopes international tourists will be back in Australia by 2022.
I think everyone's forecast is that everything going well, we would hope to be welcoming international tourists back this time next year.
The Transport Workers Union wants better standards to reduce risks posed by the gig economy. A Senate inquiry is currently investigating the importance of road safety. The National Inquiry into the Road Transport Industry and the Effects of Trauma, Injuries and Deaths on the Roads is sitting in Sydney this week. The union says it will be giving evidence about horrific crashes on the roads and it will push for stronger regulation. New South Wales Union Secretary Richard Olson says the main problems are low pay, no safety, and the number of deaths.
We need to ensure the safety of our drivers. We need to ensure the safety of the travelling public.
Thousands of people have protested in Myanmar after a coup last week. The protesters demanded the end of what they call a military dictatorship. Democratically elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi lost power and was detained. The military says Suu Kyi's government did not do anything about complaints that the election in November was unfair. A government worker says the protesters want democracy in Myanmar.
Of course we are in fear, we are worried, but we need to sacrifice to get democracy and it is the way that our leaders can be free from them.
You're listening to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sophia Petrovic.